Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, farm equipment manufacturers say they are struggling under the high tariffs set by President Trump. In fact, Case IH's Kurt Coffey, who serves as the company's vice president of its North America division, says the executive team that he's on meets daily to unpack global trade developments. Now, Case IH is in a good position overall, he says, with 80 to 90% of its machines produced in one of its four U.S. production facilities, and 95% of its machinery-based material, meaning steel, is sourced domestically. He says, we've continued to focus on how we make sure our customers have what they need as they're going into harvest. Meanwhile, German-based manufacturer Claas is a different story. That's because 80% of its row crop machinery portfolio is still built in Europe and shipped to dealer lots here in the United States. Eric Rabbi, senior vice president of Claas, says, we've absorbed a lot as well, and we're not passing all of it on to the customer as it might seem. So a lot going on in the way of those tariffs and trade, especially when it comes to manufacturing some of those big farm equipment pieces of machinery here in rural America. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.